part of what Secretary Clinton calls a venture capitalist approach to addressing the wide range of challenges that democracy and human rights activists face in internet repressive environments around the world.
Centralized servers like this one can easily be cut by governments, but the internet in a suitcase is designed to give dissidents a mobile web with mesh technology that runs through cell phones and other devices, making it harder to cut. The founder of his own clearinghouse of confidential documents, John Young, worries that American suitcase servers will serve another purpose.
The suitcase is meant to give the illusion that you can run these electronic devices without going through national systems. And that may be true, but they will not be outside the U.S. system.
Young says the suitcase is just part of so-called liberation technology that has its advantages for the U.S.
The prize that you get for being empowered is that the United States gets to watch what you're doing and probably influence what you're doing.
And it isn't just governments. According to the Hackers Collective Anonymous, which released 70,000 classified emails from defense contractor H.B. Gary Federal about the Romus Coin program.
Romus Coin is a surveillance project. You have Apple participating. You have Google participating, both through single national intelligence agencies.
Brown says Romus Coin is partly designed to manipulate social media.
One of the really more bizarre and dangerous capabilities that have come to light recently through the H.B. Gary emails. Now, persona management involves the use of software by which a single person can pretend to be several other people who they're clearly not.
This software would allow the U.S. military to push their agenda by flooding social media, forums already influenced by so-called witness bloggers. International outrage at the kidnapping of a self-declared lesbian blogger in Syria had real policy implications, until Amina turned out to be this American man.
And I feel really guilty about that.
Others say there's a contradiction between support for internet freedom abroad and subpoenas of alleged WikiLeaks collaborators at home, including Private Bradley Manning. Posner says the suitcase is just part of a larger internet freedom agenda.
Don't shoot the instant messenger. Instead, address the underlying grievances.
But these platforms appear less welcome when activists take to the streets at home.
Demanding the release of surveillance video that's
in San Francisco, police cut cell phone services on the metro during protests.
It does leave the local San Francisco city government open to charges of hypocrisy. I mean, you can imagine the Egyptian government saying, the United States does it too.
And following riots in London, there is talk of shutting down social media.
We are working with the police, the intelligence services, and industry to look at whether it would be right to stop people communicating via these websites and services when we know they are plotting violence, disorder, and criminality.
The U.S. will spend $70 million on internet circumvention technology in 2011 abroad, even as tough questions remain at home.